Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, no change in the pattern. We have an Omega block.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about that my last semester at Penn State, and it almost cost me our class forecasting.
That
goes back to 1990.
Wow.
I was just telling you, it's amazing the stuff I remember. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast.
It's amazing the stuff you don't remember,
and then,
too.
And then, yeah, I was going to say, what's today's date? It's May 10th, Tuesday. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast. Bernie Reno, Christina Schloop. So, an Omega block, it looks like the Greek letter Omega, right?
Mm-hmm.
Troughs along the East Coast and the West Coast, and a big ridge.
Smack in the middle.
We were talking about college, and it still gives me nightmares. But
yep. Mm-hmm.
An Omega block, oftentimes you get a lot of heat. You get a lot of heat, and on the rim of the heat, you get thunderstorms that form. And they tend to form late in the day and at night, and mm-hmm. oftentimes they can survive. So back to my original, I was in the forecast, my forecasting class. I think it was either my junior or senior. No, it was my senior year. Last semester, because it was May.
Oh,
we were about ready to graduate. Well, we had the forecast precipitation first day college, and I had to go with a zero. I went with a zero, and it was with no precipitation because we were on the eastern side of that Omega block.
Well, okay.
What happened was there's a complex of thunderstorms that went across the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, dove down across New York State, and you can hear thunder in State College, but luckily it fell apart just before State College. It wasn't a drop. And look at me now. That A was a springboard to get where I am now. But anyway, we do have that Omega block. And again, let's talk about the heat. There are problems always associated with heat. First of all, on the northern edge of the heat, we're going to be dealing with thunderstorms. Not so much today, isolated thunderstorm, Wisconsin, Michigan, but tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday and Thursday, more threats for severe weather across Minnesota. And I think each day the threat ramps up. South of that area, it feels like July. Also, not only does it feel like July in the north central, but you've been tracking the heat. Some interesting stats in Abilene, Texas.
Oh, Christina. It's been so hot. Okay, yeah. Abilene yesterday hit 103, broke the previous record of 101. Childress, Texas, 3 days in a row of records. I'm tapping my finger with every.
No, I see that. And here am I looking at your finger as you tap it. My attention.
I'm typing away on the table. It's fine. Childress, Texas, 3 days worth of records, each one over 100 degrees. All right, let me see how well I remember the numbers. 107 on, what day is today, the 10th?
You're asking me?
This is a terrible mistake.
Terrible mistake.
107 on the 7th. No, 106 on the 7th, 107 on the 8th, 105 on the 9th.
That's right.
There it is. Yeah, it's not great. And the Southwest, still very hot. I mean, even today we're talking about the low, mid, and upper 90s.
And the problem is you're now what we call the drought cycle. How does this work is, well, when the ground's dry, you can mm-hmm. effectively heat the temperature mm-hmm. at a higher level because you're not evaporating out any water because you don't have any. So what does that do? It increases the temperature, which increases the evaporation, which takes the soil out of the ground, which allows it to get hotter, which increases the temperature, which dries the ground, which allows the temperature to get. It's just this vicious cycle.
I feel like you're reading a children's book to me.
Yeah,
But seriously,
but unfortunately, that's
the case. That's absolutely
the
case.
It's a combination of the heat and the drought. And then the differentiator is always in fires of the wind.
Well, here's the next level is that there are some areas that at one point, not currently, saw significant enough rainfall. Vegetation grew aggressively. Now it's been dry for so long, that vegetation's dead.
Yeah.
Now it's all fuel.
All right.
So now you get, like you said, you know, increased evaporation rates. There's really no more water to evaporate. It heats up. The wind blows. One spark, thousands of acres up in flames. And that's what we've seen, honestly, this whole spring. I mean, fire season kind of started early again. I mean, you know, this happened last year, but this year you're seeing more acres burned because the wind is allowing these fires to spread more rapidly. Yeah. I mean, we've seen, you know, fires double in acreage in a matter of days. I mean, what was it? The Cerro Pelado fire just a few weeks ago tripled in 48 hours.
And it's targeting New Mexico. Mm-hmm. In previous years, it's been California. It's been Arizona. And it has been Arizona to some extent this year. But it's New Mexico that's had the biggest fires because you know what? The way the trough is set up, that's where we've had the combination of the heat and the wind.
Yeah.
But the wind is what drives it, and it continues to drive it over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, this is the good and bad of it is, you know, and this is more for the South Central out in Texas. We do have that chance for some storms today, but the problem is those storms are setting up more so into Central and West Texas, yeah, which is great. I mean, look, we'll take any drop of rain we can get because drought conditions are extreme, even exceptional in parts of Texas right now. But then, you know, the wet weather's not far enough to the west. So you're leaving out New Mexico. You're leaving out parts of Arizona. I mean, you're leaving out these states that could really use
and they don't
the
get rain.
Rain
this year.
No.
You have to wait till the monsoon to kick in.
Well, we talked about that. Yeah, even with the monsoon, it's a gamble.
It's a gamble because, now, listen, you can go from drought to flash flooding in an instant. But there are some years that the, you know, it takes a while for the monsoon to kick in. So we have all of June, all of the rest of May and all of June to get through this before there's any chance of any relief.
And I feel like I want to clarify something because for folks who are listening who maybe aren't weather enthusiasts and just need to know more about the forecast, monsoon does not mean rain. Monsoon is literally tied to the winds. So monsoon means a changing in the wind patterns. Oftentimes it brings rain, but you can have monsoons. I mean, they joke in Arizona, they call it the non-soon, where you get windy conditions and a change in the wind pattern, but literally not a drop of rain. So, it's very dependent on the year. So, you know, you're sitting there hoping for the Southwest that you'll get the rain that you need, but unfortunately, that's not always the case. And like you said, we got to wait months at this point to figure it out.
At least until early July. But and oftentimes it doesn't set in until late July into August to begin with. Mm-hmm. But so we'll keep you updated on that. Really quickly, we're going to continue to watch that upper level low off the Carolina coast. This is how you get early season development, where you get these cold core upper lows that sit over the warm water. And in time, you get a buildup of showers and thunderstorms around the center. And the next thing you know, you have what we call a subtropical system. Mm-hmm. That is more of a cold core low, a storm that you would see in the wintertime. And then a purely tropical, you get a hybrid. Oftentimes we see that until this upper low comes on shore, and it won't do so until Friday across the North Florida, Georgia coast. We have to watch it. If it were to develop, I think it would do so at some point late Wednesday night in the Friday morning off the South Carolina, Georgia coast. I think it's a small shot. It's less than 50. It's probably like a 20 to maybe 30% chance at most, but we're going to track it until it comes on shore. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It is a free download on your mobile device. We'll keep you ahead of the storms. And again, don't forget, we have Minicast, minute-by-minute weather for your exact location. For the next 4 hours, we'll let you know when the rain's going to start, stop, get heavy, and get light.
Remember to stay on top of these conditions with the AccuWeather app. And if you want hyper-local alerts down to your neighborhood or street address, upgrade to Premium Plus to unlock AccuWeather Alerts. Enhance your safety today with Premium Plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.